WNCW presents this week's More to the Story. I'm your host, Paul Foster. It's my pleasure to have with me today, returning to the program from the Transylvania Times, covering news events in Brevard and that region, reporter Matt McGregor. Matt, good morning.
Hey, morning.
You generally are writing and working from home. Remind everybody what it's like when you have to make those adjustments and kind of re-examine how you do things.
Yeah. At first, I didn't think I would be good at it. I was worried about being distracted. I wasn't sure how I was going to manage. And I'd initially thought when I got this job that a lot of it would be working from home, but it wasn't. It was completely office. But once it kicked off, I found myself to do very well with it. I have to maintain routine is what I heard. To maintain the routine, get up in the morning. And of course, I have two dogs who are loving this. They sit on the bed behind me while I work. We get to hang out. Somehow I've managed. I didn't think I would be able to. A little more freedom in writing the pacing process.
Pets, they're so used to having us around more often and being loved and spoiled.
It's really been interesting, not just for me as a reporter, but to watch the owners of the Transylvania Times, Lee and Sean Trapp, figuring out a way to manage and have us all work remotely. They were brilliant in figuring out how to get that to work. Like, how do you lay out a paper and proof a paper? Because we also do that. We do three layers of proofing from home individually, all be on the same page. But it's all coming together. And I think as a result, we figured out new ways of doing things from home. It's been interesting.
Let's now speak to some of the stories that have come together remotely and have been in print and online and seen by readers of the Transylvania Times, and something that we'll be discussing for the first time to some of our listeners all over. Matt, what about a story recently that you were responsible for with the headline reading Hispanic Community Helps One Another During COVID-19?
When we started working from home was to re-examine Transylvania County from every angle with the COVID-19 aspect. We've just kind of been looking at everything. How is every single person affected? And the Hispanic community subject came up and we looked at that. And what I found talking to people over at El Centro, which is the nonprofit that helped the Hispanic community get into jobs and tutoring for their children. And what we found there was a positive story, which is everyone just helping each other. If someone loses a job in the restaurant business, there's landscaping. The word quickly gets put out and they find a job in landscaping. Tutoring is still going on for kids. Also, Comporium, our local Wi-Fi provider, had provided 2 months of free Wi-Fi to families with students out of school so they could do remote learning. Stuff like that. That was some good news to write about.
From the Transylvania Times, our guest on More to the Story is Matt McGregor. Matt, turning to another story, and this has certainly been a headline for some time now since the death of George Floyd, leading to protests, leading to those questioning some actions taken by police at times. I know defunding police has been in the news. How has it been talked about there in Transylvania County?
So we had peaceful protests in Brevard. It's a small community here. Things didn't get crazy. And Chief Harris and Sheriff Mahoney are real responsive. And they were in two of the initial courthouse protests. And it went very well here. The defunding police subject has not come up that much. I asked them what they thought about it, and their answer was basically to the nature of proper policing is done by everyone in the community, not just the police department. So it's an agreement between the community and the police and the sheriff's department. Both of them stated that defunding or dissolving the police department is not a solution. Obviously, anytime the subject comes up with anyone I've talked to in Brevard, the first thing we have to point out is Brevard is just different. We're just kind of, we're off the interstate. It's not a big community. Everybody kind of just gets along here as far as I know. Things haven't gotten too hot with that subject. And there's no one speaking in city council or Transylvania County commission's meeting stating, let's defund the police. No one's saying that here.
You've made some good points, Matt. When we deal with the larger cities and more population, we're certainly dealing with more diversity. So people come together and they question some of the actions of the police. They question things like defunding. There's certainly been nothing out of the ordinary reported in the Brevard area. A big thank you to the ongoing effort during the time of COVID-19 by reporters like you. And you mentioned the ownership there, the Transylvania Times. You guys keep up the good work, and thank you for joining us today.
Hey, thank you, Paul.
That is Matt McGregor with the Transylvania Times, our guest today on More to the Story, which is also available as a podcast at wncw.org.